Hey guys, this is Andrew here, and I'm sitting with Austin Trusty, defender of the Philadelphia Union. Now, Austin, first off, I want to congratulate you. Seemed like you had a very good year.
Thank you.
I mean, you must have a good year if you're winning the Union's Defensive Player of the Year award. And to do that, you know, you have to lead the team in a lot of categories, like games played, games started, minutes played. So you had a fantastic season. And I just want to ask you, can you sort of reflect on your first season, like what you're most proud of, what you're looking to continue to work on, and what earning that honor of the Union's Defensive Player of the Year, what did that mean to you?
It meant a ton to me. Being able to have that and be able to get awarded that, it's really honorable, and it shows a lot. It shows a lot that how big the organization has come from the academy to the Steel to the first team, and it's pretty amazing because I'm the first one from the academy to ever receive that, and guys looking up at me, they want to achieve that, so it's good. I'm kind of leading the pack in that sense. But looking back on the whole entire year, I've grown so much mentally and physically, off the field and on the field. Day by day, I'm becoming a man, a better man than I was the day before. But there's so much more to work on, so much more to grow, so much more to learn, and it's kind of just continuing to have that mindset. And yes, I'm young. I don't have all the knowledge, but also being able to be very confident in my play and who I am and what I can do on the field and what I can accomplish. And it's kind of just staying with the mindset of bringing something back home for all the Philly fans to be happy about.
So obviously you were pretty comfortable with the system last year. I mean, you don't just win the Defensive Player of the Year award for not being comfortable out there. But now we're hearing talk about possibly the team exploring new formations for next season as well as the offseason scouting. So there's going to be some new faces on the roster, maybe a little bit different than what you were used to last year. So with those changes that are possibly coming, what are you looking forward to in your second year with the Union? And what are you hoping to accomplish either yourself or as a team as a whole?
As a team as a whole, first and foremost, winning our first playoff game and continue on with that. We want the title. I mean, that's what we're striving for every single year, and that's where you're grinding in the offseason, grinding in the preseason, grinding it during the whole entire season just to put yourself in position to win the playoff game and get to the final. So that's what the goal is. But also, each year this team and this organization is growing and getting better and better, and really are. We're trusting the process right now, and we're getting better, as you see. Just like the Sixers, they're a top team now. And that's kind of how we are too. So it's good. It's good to see that growth and development in the whole entire organization. But we have a lot to prove. I have a lot to prove, and really just try to make Philly proud because Philly deserves it, and we deserve it too. So it's kind of keeping that mindset.
Now Philly's got to love hearing the term "trust the process" coming out of your mouth, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting used to it now. In case people don't know, you're a homegrown player. Like you're from the area. You're from Media, Pennsylvania. So what's it like being able to play for your city's team, the team that you grew up watching as a kid? Are you trying to be a role model for other kids around here that hope to play one day? Like what does it mean just playing for the team that you watched? You grew up watching, and it's not like it's a far drive for you. So how much does that mean to you?
Really, words can't explain it. You want to go overseas, and you want to do everything like that. When you have the opportunity, you want to. But also, have the opportunity to play for your hometown team. And I remember, I've said it in so many interviews and so many times that, like, I literally remember asking my parents to bring me to the games and going to the games with my friends and my Union Academy buddies and everything involved, and just literally hoping and praying and with having the mindset and so determined to be on that field. And I remember my first time on that field, I was like, I had to just take a moment and like look up and like, oh my gosh, like it's really like I'm here. So it's pretty amazing. And even some guys on the team, I've said this before, but Ray Gaddis, he was my favorite player in the Union. And I remember, like, dang, like, he looks so cool, or, like, I just want to be his friend. And, like, now this is, like, my buddy on the team. So, like, he's always looking after me and always, like, helping me out. So, like, it's funny to think that, like, not too long ago I was watching them play and just trying to just be a regular kid in high school. And it's pretty cool. That's why any opportunity I get to talk to people who play soccer or any young kid who's striving to be a professional athlete, it's like, listen, man, I know how you feel, man. I literally was you. Like, I was just you not too long ago. I'm not that much older than you. And it's pretty cool to see because I'm an example of what they can do and what they strive for. You know, you have to sacrifice a lot to get to where I am. But if you can teach that to young people, too, and around the area, and they see it, for example, you can think it. But for you to actually see it and it actually happen, that's what makes a difference. That's what people can strive for and what I can do to people. And I think it's amazing. And I love trying to find something for my find and win something for my city and grinding for my city. That's what it's all about. And we're all working to put Philly on the map in the whole entire world. And this is the sports, and they breed sports, and we're breeding sports players, and that's just the goal.
All right, Austin Trusty, thank you so much for joining us, defender of the Philadelphia Union. Again, man, congratulations on winning the Union's Defensive Player of the Year award. That's a great award to win, and
thank
I know
you.
Got, I wish you continued success, and
thank
you're going to have a great second year, and we're looking forward to watching you.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no
I
problem.
Appreciate it.